All right. Good evening, everybody. You are listening to WMUC Digital, College Park. My name is Noah. And before I get into noises from the crypt, I am going to play you a little PSA. So don't turn the dial. Stay on. And a little bit about Lyme's disease.
While you're outside exercising in the sun and fresh air, make sure to check yourself for ticks after being in woodsy areas like the Paint Branch Trail. Tick bites can cause a serious illness called Lyme disease, which is highly preventable and treatable if caught early. Maryland is in the top 15 states with the highest number of reported Lyme disease cases. The best way to deal with this illness is to prevent it, so avoid going off trail into the woods. And if you have to, make sure to check yourself afterwards for ticks or signs of bites, which usually appear as red bullseyes. If you feel any potential Lyme disease symptoms, like a rash, fever, joint pain, or muscle aches, immediately go to the University Health Center. Don't let this stop you from enjoying the great outdoors. Just be alert when you're outside and prevent this infection.
I thought that would be a good one, considering, you know, it didn't feel it today, but it's starting to warm up, you know, on average. We've had some warm days, we've had some pretty hot days, you know, but we're in a cold spell right now, perfect for noises from the crypt. Welcome back. It's going to be a good episode this week. I'm front-loading it with some black metal, like usual. That's kind of been my theme this semester. And then towards the end, I've got some Death Doom stuff, and then a little math course song to end it off. But first up, we've got Batushka with I am not gonna say these names right. I do not speak Polish. I don't know what they're speaking, like, aren't they? They're writing like ancient, not ancient, like biblical Greek or something crazy. I don't know, and I don't really like, I'm not that uptight about the lyric stuff. First up is Yektania 3 by Batushka, off of their famous album Liturgia. This is one I've not always been a huge fan of. Like, I've always liked it, but it's never been one that's like up there for me. Like, I feel like a lot of people love it, but I've been listening to it a little recently, and I thought it would be a good one to put on. After that, I've got an Iron Firmament song, not from the new album, but a classic from them, you know, classic from 3 years ago. But I'll talk more about that after it comes on. And for now, this is Yektania 3 by Batushka, and you're listening to Noises from the Crypt.
Thank you. Yeah.
Floating Isles by new for the Cascadian scene black metal band Iron Firmament. I've been listening to them a lot over the past like week. This album's been in rotation. It's their debut album from 2023. Still insane to me how new these guys are. They just released an album, I guess, last month now. It's pretty good, you know. I think they've got a pretty solid, consistent discography. Sorry, I'm not brain not working right now. They probably aren't evil enough. Like they could be a little bit more crazy with the evil side of their stuff, but as far as like fantasy theming goes, they're very, very strong with it. I really like it. Anyways, after that kind of long, partially atmospheric thing, I'm gonna give you some super aggressive black metal up next. We got Thorns, kind of legends, Thorns, with their song Existence. Thorns, they only released their first album in 2001, which is the Thorns self-titled album, which is what this song's from, which is like an industrial black metal thing. Crazy, super cool. But they were around in the early like Norwegian second wave scene. Like they were very important for those guys. Their first two demos or EPs or whatever were some pretty well-known tapes for the time, and pretty experimental. You know, not super normal Norwegian black metal, but cool stuff. But either way, this is definitely their like magnum opus. It's a great album, great song. After that, I've got Dødheimsgard, which is with Jesu Blood, and that's a side project of like, I think, who's in that? A Dark Throne member's in that. Old Man's Gloom member's in that. So it's like kind of a super group of the Norwegian scene. Good stuff. Good album. But yeah, let's get straight into Thorns with Existence. You are listening to Noises from the Crypt here on WMUC Digital, where college radio is good radio. We'll be right back. Jesu Blod by Dødheimsgard. I'm sure I'm not saying that in the true Norwegian way, but close enough. Cool song, super group. Not a very like unique record, but very solid if you really like that Norwegian style. Coming up next, I've got one last black metal song. I've got one by Vargrav, who play a very, very keyboard-heavy form of symphonic black metal, but I think they do it much better than most people who are doing it these days. This is from their 2018 record, Netherstorm, which is a fantastic record. I, honest to God, got caught by the cover. The cover is awesome, but the music is awesome too. And then after that, I've got one Death Doom song by Thor's Hammer, and then two more directly following that. But, first up, I've got Shadowed Secrets Unmasked by Vargrav, and we're going to get into that now. You are listening to Noises from the Crypt on WMUC.UMD.edu, College Park. Here we go. was Troll by Thor's Hammer. I don't remember exactly where they're from. Somewhere in America, I think. But importantly, it is a pre-Sun O project. So the guitarist of this band went on to form, be one of the ones to form Sun O, which is cool. And I think this is probably way more metal than anything he really did on Sun O. I do love Sun O, which is like blasphemous to say as a metalhead or whatever. But I think they're awesome. And his early work is also really cool. He has some other good projects in this like late 90s period, early 2000s stuff, like just around the time when he was just starting that project. Anyways, next up is Lurking Gloom by Spectral Voice, one of my favorite Death Doom bands. I've played them a lot on this show. If you've listened, you will recognize them. And then after that, I've got a classic Death Doom track by Ceremonium, and I'll talk more about that after I actually play it. For now, though, we're listening to Lurking Gloom by Legends Spectral Voice on WMUC Digital, and you are listening to Noises from the Crypt. Here we go. We'll be right back. that was Unveiled Tears by Ceremonium off of their... That's not right. Off of their album from the 90s, Into the Autumn Shade. One of my favorites from that kind of time period. I had a big phase maybe 2 years ago where I was just kind of trying to dig deep into the death doom from the 90s. And I think my issue with a lot of it is that it's too far, goes too far into the gothic side of death doom. Or that there's too much of the gothic side of death doom and people like it too much. I personally prefer the more like the more evil and dark black metal, death metal-y side of it. And I think Ceremonium's kind of this perfect middle spot where they have a lot of those kind of beautiful gothic melodies and that brutal crushing death metal side of it. Yeah, so that album's from 1995, by the way, not 2022 like Spinatron is telling me. Anyways, up next, I've got a recommendation from a friend, shout out Suchi, and it is Hospital Fat Bags by Gaza, great mathcore band. And that's going to be it for today. Thank you for tuning in. This has been Noises from the Crypt. My name is Noah, and you're listening to WMUC Digital, College Park. Here is Hospital Fat Bags.
There ain't no future in this.